Good morning to you again. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to continue here with the theme that I had been speaking on about the healing of the soul. I'd like to just share this morning perhaps in one area that is often a subtle thing that hinders us from the grace of God that flows in and through our lives, which is a key element in Christian living, an element that, if it's missing, makes our walk very toilsome and hard and heavy and cumbersome. But if the grace of God is flowing in our lives, then we are filled with joy and peace and rejoicing. And we have, the joy of the Lord in our hearts. And one of the things that can stop that, there's many things, but one of the things that can stop that is bitterness. And I've observed an interesting observation that there's two important key elements for us as Christians. One is to be taught the things of God. Matthew 28 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And basically, what that means is that our responsibility as believers is to pass on what the teachings of Jesus Christ to those that we are discipling, meaning to those that we are sharing with and teaching the ways of the Lord. They should understand that, first of all, we need to be active in sharing the gospel. Second of all, if we find someone that responds to the gospel, it's our responsibility or someone's responsibility to teach them the whole counsel of God. And so we know by that it's important to be taught. In other words, to be under the teaching of the Word of God, to have a continual inflowing of God's Word flowing into our hearts. We can liken that as the manna from heaven that fell in the wilderness feeding the children of Israel. And so that's one area that the Christian needs in order to flourish, to prosper. But then there's also another element that seems almost like the opposite, and that is that we purge out the old man, meaning the old man is who we were originally, meaning who we were before we met Christ, which is still, we still deal with a lot of the same passions. Some of the things are immediately taken care of upon conversion, but then there's others that are lingering and, at times are just kind of overlooked until sometimes many years into our Christian life that God lays his finger on that and requires that we, face that and clean it out of our life. It's likened to the children of Israel crossing Jordan. There were some enemies that were destroyed immediately, like Jericho, right at the crossing of the Jordan. There were some enemies that were immediately destroyed, and without much effort, virtually no effort, just simple obedience in Christ, obeying what he said, nothing hard, just obedience. And the whole city of Jericho crumbled and lays at our feet. That's how it is many a times in our Christian life as some things that are huge, huge strongholds in our lives and intimidating things. And, you know, we follow the pattern that God laid out for us in Scripture. We repent and cry out for deliverance. Deliverance comes sure and true, just like Jericho. The walls crumble, and we find ourselves having complete, total victory over what was once a huge, intimidating obstacle. But there's others that are down the road, meaning days and weeks, months, years into the children of Israel there that they were dealing with. And then some, like the Philistines, are ongoing, where you have revivals, meaning you have victory, and the enemy is pushed back. But then it's, you know, once they creep back in again, I usually think that the Philistines is a picture illustration of our old man and the flesh. Just basically the things, the selfish things that we, selfish habits that we have, that we continually have to work with as long as we're in this body. With, you know, there's some things that we can't really have victory over because it's something that's so integrated with the body. But anyway, to continue going here with what I was sharing, that there's some things that God lays his finger on early in our Christian life, and then others seemingly we do not see until years later. But one of the things I would like to encourage us, and I'm not sure if I understand how all this works, but God in heaven wants his children to be sanctified and to be made whole. But there's another dimension in that he wants us to ask for that. Not only do we ask for, you know, sometimes good things, needs that we have, but I think it's God's will and heart that we actually ask for him to sanctify us and purge us. I think and believe that that's pleasing to God, and I do believe that's why many Christians do not experience more of God working in their hearts, because they don't ask for it. And there is an element where we are powerless to change us ourselves. And we know that all the power to change comes from God, down, flowing into our lives. But there is one thing that I am convinced and persuaded that lays in our hands, and that is the ability to ask, to press in. And we can find that illustration when Jesus said that if we ask for a fish, he will not give us a scorpion, and the whole list there. And the other illustration is that if we are persistent in our asking, we come like the neighbor who came the person who came to his neighbor at night, persisted and persisted. The neighbor said, "Don't bother me. You know, I'm in bed. The house is shut down." Where the neighbor just persisted. "No, I have to have this loaf of bread," and he just persisted until the neighbor was irritated to the point where it was less of a hassle for him just to please his neighbor and have him off his back when it was to lay in bed and endure his pleading. And even though we know that God does not work that way with us, he's not annoyed. In other words, he's not annoyed when we come to him with requests. But rather, he delights when we persist and continue to ask. like I said yesterday, it's not natural, normal for us to ask for fire in our lives. But we should be asking for sanctification. We should be. If we're not, we should probably ask ourselves, why not? Are we afraid? Is there fear? Are we afraid where God's going to take us? I'm not sure. It's a good question that we should ask ourselves. But I am convinced that we should be asking for sanctification. After we're a Christian, we should be asking that, God, I want you to work in my life. And then, when we do that, God honors that prayer and brings circumstances into our lives that will cause us to grow. And one of those things is that He will bring circumstances into our life that will bring things to the surface that are in our heart. Yesterday I read some in Hebrews 11. Today I'd like to read the beginning of Hebrews 12 there, where I was reading about looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. But the verse before that says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And I think those weights that it's talking about are those unsanctified areas of our hearts. And that's what I would encourage us to ask for sanctification, because we are not smart enough and keen enough to see ourselves. And that's a sobering thing, a very sobering thing, is that we are not smart enough to see ourselves. As a matter of fact, our brothers can usually see our flaws better than what we can ourselves. And we know that God can see them a whole lot better than even our brother yet. So who do we go to? Obviously God. And it says laying aside every weight. So it's safe. My encouragement this morning is that it is safe to go to God. Many a times people are afraid to do that because they're afraid God will require them to do something that is, you know, that would make them uncomfortable, cause them to suffer. Which I can assure you, to be sanctified includes suffering and discomfort. But it is God's plan for us that He has to do that work of purging and to bring humility into our lives, is to take us through the fire, to purge us. And so I was going to speak on bitterness. I guess I'll try to do that tomorrow. It looks like I have about my time up here. I just wanted to point that out, that the things that the two things that are, the one is in the area of teaching, and the other is in the area of things that are remaining sins in our lives. And those are two important elements in our lives. One is to be filled and taught, filled with the Word of God, and the other one is to be emptied of the things, the weights that hinder us, the empties of the things that, you know, pertain to our old man. And I do believe the one is as important as the other, but I would like to say that if we are filled with the root issues in our hearts, we can probably receive all the teaching in the world, and it would just go over our heads. It would just be head knowledge. And that's a sobering thing. So I think it's important that we continually ask God to show show up if there are things in our hearts, in our lives, that are hindering His work of grace, His flow of grace, you know, through our lives. And He is faithful. Sometimes it takes time, but if we continue to pray that prayer, continue to trust Him, He will show us in due season, and He will show us the way to deliver us if we ask Him. We can ask Him specific questions. He gives specific answers. Not always the answers you like to hear, but I can assure you it's the way of the cross, the way that leads to life. If we hear that still small voice and trust and obey our loving Heavenly Father, knowing that He has our best in mind for us. So God bless you.